West Medical for their support. Good afternoon. The time is 12:01, and you're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM up here on Round Mountain. KKRN is a volunteer-based, listener-supported radio station, and we're here to foster positive social changes in healthy communities by entertaining you and informing you, educating you through our diverse music, culture, news, and public affairs programming. It's time for Local Motion with Shane. I'm Shane Houchins, your host for the next hour. We're going to listen to some more of your favorite local musicians that have sent their music in. And if you are a local musician and would like to have your music heard on KKRN, you can send your music to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can get that information also at our KKRN.org homepage. And while you're there, you can check out some of the posting that some of our other local broadcasters have put up on the page. And if you scroll halfway down the page, you'll find our schedule program that'll show you just how diverse our programming of our music and our information programs are. All the highlighted programs on the schedule are brought to you by your local folks right here in your community that come in and give their time and talents to bring you their style of programming. If you would like to become a programmer, you can get that information also at our KKRN.org homepage. Just click on the information tab. All right, well, today we're going to be hearing some of your favorites, which will include Sarah Hoxie, Tim Hemion, and Scott Joss. We're also going to be hearing who's coming up on the next Oak Song Society's 2014-2015 Winter Series Concert. It'll be taking place next Friday. But today we're going to start off with a song by a chorus group that is out of Berkeley, California, La Pina Community Chorus. And the reason I'm playing it is because one of our KKRN family members, Dickie Magadoff, is in this La Pina Community Chorus. And it's also Dickie's birthday. So as a tribute to Dickie Magadoff, I'm going to say happy birthday, Dickie, and here's The Voice of All by La Pina Chorus. Thanks for tuning in to Local Motion with Shane on KKRN Community Radio. Here they are, La Pina Chorus.
With the voice of us all since then, and the song of the budding earth, you were the voice of us all since then, and the song of the budding earth, the river, the movement of nature, the waterfall unleashed its inexhaustible thunder upon your heart as if a river were to fall on a stone, and the stone were to sing with the mouth of all the silence until everything and everyone in your voice lifted its blood toward the light, and earth and sky, fire, shadow and water rose with
and sky, fire, shadow, and water. Rose with your soul. Rose with your soul. Rose with your soul.
You were the voice of God.
And that was Voice of All. We'll ask Dickie just what the significance of that song is all about next time he's in the studio, and hope to, that'll be soon. Have in the studio with me today, Mr. Tom. And he's Tom does the Intermountain Classics. Want to say hello to everybody, Tom?
Hi, Shane, and hi, everybody. This is a special treat for me to sit in with Shane during his show today, and maybe I'll get him to sit in with me on my show one of these days, too.
Yeah, Tom does. Tom Diskin does Intermountain Classics, which is heard every Saturday, 5 to 7. Isn't that right, Tom?
That's right. Every Saturday, 5 to 7, you get to hear some great classical music. And what I'm really doing these days is I'm featuring lots of local concerts. I've actually, there's a concert tomorrow night the North State Symphony is putting on at Pilgrim Congregational Church. This is one of their chamber music concerts. They just did, a week or so ago, they did a concert for kids, for children, which was just really awesome because it was a concert for, by, and about youth. And so they had some young performers. There was a young lady who plays the flute that played, and also a young pianist played. And there was, and then they did concerts written by composers that had been written when they were very young, including a symphony by Mozart that he wrote when he was 8 years old. Can you imagine that, writing an entire symphony when you're 8 years old? And so there's really some great concerts going on here in the Reading area. And so I'm trying to promote some of the classical concerts. But the other thing that I really enjoy doing is making connections between all the different music styles. So I can show how classical music has evolved into jazz and blues and rock and roll and everything that's out there. So it's I do a little feature called Boundaries and Crossovers, where I talk about all the things that many musicians are doing to create these connections. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is, Tom. And I want to thank you for bringing your Intermountain Classics to KKRN. I forgot how much I really enjoyed classical music till I started listening to it again on your program. So thanks for that. And, yeah, Tom does bring that touch of class to KKRN. And I bring you Local Motion with Shane brings you a touch of community as I bring you the local music here in Shasta County and our surrounding areas. And I want to let you know about something that's happening on the 30th, which is tomorrow night. The North State Songwriters are going to be presenting a showcase of original music at the Reading City Hall, which is at 777 Cypress Avenue. And it's going to be during the citywide cultural cruise. They're going to have 8 different acts that are going to be live on stage. And it's going to be beginning at 4 p.m. And I'll give you a list of the players here. At 4 o'clock is going to be Randy Corbin. 4:30 is going to be Nick Champy. 5 o'clock is the Pine Dogs. 5:30 is Still Married. At 6 o'clock is going to be Hal Johnson. At 6:30 is going to be Dan Casamajor. 7 o'clock is going to be Hannah Jane Kyle. And Hannah's out of Chico, as well as Dan Casamajor. And at 7:30, he's going to end the show with Paul Howell, who is the JPR radio host. And, you know, dig Paul's blues. A lot of these folks you've heard on Local Motion with Shane. Some of them have done benefits for KKRN. And we're going to be hearing from one of your local people right now, a duet, actually. It's Sarah Hoxie and Tim Hamion, and we're going to play a song off of their live recording they had at the Bohemian Art Loft in 2012. And so here they are with some good advice. If I Were You, and that's going to be followed up with a song of the same title with Scott Joss, If I Were You. First off, here's Sarah Hoxie and Tim Hamion. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion Machine, KKRN 88.5 FM.
If I were you, I'd take the dishes from the shelf, pulverize them by myself into a pile of broken shards. Then I would pick up every piece, and I'd call up the police, and I would park a pickup truck out in the yard. Then I would go up to the north, I would be there by the fourth, just in time to watch the rockets from the farm. Then I would sleep out in the hay with the pictures of the day tattooed into a cartoon sequence on my arm. If I were you,
if I were you,
if I were you,
if I were you,
I wouldn't listen to a single thing I'm telling you to do. My advice is always good, but the fact is that I should just shut up and let you do the things you do. If I were you, I'd pet the dog, take her for a morning jog, talk to God, talk to no one, talk to me. If I were you, I'd take my life, send it to my former wife, with a stamp upon the package COD. For there is nothing sacrosanct but the money in the bank, and the money isn't speaking like it should. If I were you, I'd take what's left, report it as a theft, and make certain it is only used for good. If I were you,
if I were you,
if I were you,
if I were you,
I wouldn't listen to a single thing I'm telling you to do. My advice is always good, but the fact is that I should just shut up and let you do the things you do. Tell them all to go to hell. Get some potion, cast a spell. Get a doll and get some pins. 'Cause in the long run, if you're breathing and your temper isn't seething, it is generally accepted that you win. I would wait till after dark, move into a trailer park, change my name, change my number, change my hair. And then if the doorbell rings, I would take my precious things, head on through the bedroom window out of there. If I were you,
if I were you,
if I were you,
if I were you,
I wouldn't listen to a single thing I'm telling you to do. My advice is always good, but the fact is that I should just shut up and let you do the things you do. You, I'd have a beer, think it out and get it clear. Climb that mountain to the west, right to the top. And when I get there, I'd keep going, never mind if it is snowing, just keep moving to the west and never stop. Because mountains are for sport, life is way too short. If I were you, I wouldn't let them slow me down. And then 50 years from now, you can ask exactly how it is possible that you are still around. If I were you,
if I were you,
if I were you,
if I were you,
I wouldn't listen to a single thing I'm telling you to do. My advice is always good, but the fact is that I should just shut up and let you do the things you do. My advice is always good, but the fact is that I should just shut up and let you do the things you do. My advice is always good, but the fact is that I should just shut up and let you do the things you do.
Thank you. been friends for so long, and I've always been your shoulder when you cry. And now you're asking how to end your heartache. Well, I'm telling you right now, take my advice. Well, if I were you, then I'd love me forever, and I'd be here in these arms where you belong. And I'd spend my life being happy. Well, if I were you, I'd hold me from now on. Someone you know will always stay. Well, I've always been here when you needed someone to help you make it through your darkest day. Well, if I were you, then I'd love me forever, and I'd be here in these arms where you belong. And I'd spend my life being happy. Well, if I were you, I'd hold me from now on. Well, honey, if I were you, I'd hold me from now on. I think that's what I'd do.
Well, that sounds like good advice to me, too. If I were you, that was Scott Joss. And preceding that was Sarah Hawks and Tim Hemion. And you're listening to them on KKRN 88.5 FM, Locomotion Machine. And Locomotion Machine is designed to bring you some of your local musicians. Last week we had Jim Dyer and Jonathan Foster in the studio. And coming February 13th, the Old Kettle String Band's going to be coming in. We'll be talking about them and their good music here in a little bit. But first, I want to let you know what's going on. Next Friday, which is the 6th of February, and it's going to be taking place. It's going to be the Tea Sisters. They are a spellbinding sibling harmony. They come up from Oakland, California, and they're brought up from Oakland by the Oak Song Society for the Preservation of Way Cool Music as part of their 2014-2015 Winter Concert Series. And like I say, they're coming next Friday, February 6th, and they're going to be performing at the Pilgrim Congregational Church, which is at 2850 Foothill Boulevard in Reading. You can get your tickets now at the Music Connection, which is at 3086 Bocelli Lane. You can give me a call at 223-2040. You can get more information about the Tea Sisters, as well as some of the upcoming events at concerts that Oak Song is going to be bringing you. Got a busy February. You can check out all the information at oaksongs.org. And they also have a Facebook page, Oak Song. And so here they are on Locomotion with Shane, the Tea Sisters, and we're going to be hearing a song that's called Trainwreck.
Trainwreck. come pondering. And I haven't been the same wreck since that train wreck. Now with a little time and a little glue, this train love is gonna be just as good as new. With a little time and a little glue, this train love is gonna be just as good as new. When we first met, you could say we fell off the wall. It was a train wreck, and then you left. But I'm tired of sleeping alone. And with a little time and a little glue, this train love is gonna be just as good as new. With a little time and a little glue, this train love is gonna be just as good as new. The glue, and I'll work on the engine while you mend the caboose. But if we can't fix it, I guess it's all the same. I'll meet you on the railroad as we burst into flame. And with a little time and a little glue, this train love is gonna be just as good as new.
The T Sisters coming next Friday to the Pilgrim Congregational Church. And I was just noticing, well, this is off of their Kindred Line CD, and it was produced by Lori Lewis. And couldn't help but noticing on the Oak Song Society's music calendar that, Lori Lewis and Kathy Kallack, they're going to be coming as part of the Oak Song Society's winter series. Go to oaksongs.org and learn so much more. Coming up next on Local Motion, we're going to be hearing a tune by somebody that you can only hear here on KKRN, your local community radio station, and you're going to be hearing them live here in the studio on the 13th as they come to join me in the studio. And Friday the 13th, that's the day before Valentine's Day, but what is that, Friday the 13th, Triskaidiscophobia. Yeah, that's a fun word, isn't it? Well, anyhow, Old Kennett String Band, they're going to be coming, like I say, to play live. And the Old Kennett String Band, let me tell you a little bit something about them. It's a four-piece acoustic group. They sing in four-part harmony, backed by banjo, guitar, fiddle, mandolin, and bass. And they primarily play Americana music with emphasis on bluegrass, old time, and gospel. And they throw in a few surprises. The members consist of Carolyn Fauble, Amy Voke, Tim Garrison, and George Fredson. George Fredson, one of the hardest working musicians in Shasta County, I tell you. The old Kennett String Band, they were named after the town that was out there in Whiskeytown before it was, by Shasta Lake. It was out there where Shasta Lake is. Actually, old town of Kennett is under Shasta Lake now. And so, and it's been said that if you're out there fishing at night near Shasta Lake, some folks think that you can make out the ghostly sounds coming from the Diamond Bar and Casino that's underneath the waters from old music of old times gone by. And here to give you a little taste of that old time music is the old Kennett String Band. And you're listening to it on KKRN 88.5 FM, Locomotion with Shane. Thanks for tuning in.
So we're going to play some tunes for you tonight, and Amy's going to kick this one off with
I've heard that this room is a dry room. You can't bring the alcohol into this room. This song is called Dry Town, written by Gillian Welch. So as soon as this set is over, you can get away from the dry zone. And please do support the radio station.
Okay, ready?
All right. Well, the road was high and flat as a ruler, a good 100 miles between me and Missoula. That vinyl top wasn't getting any cooler, so I stopped at a quickie snack. Well, I figure I need about a six of Miller and one of them things so I wouldn't spill her. And I asked the girl if the beer was in the bag. She said it's a dry town, no beer, no liquor for miles around. I'd give a nickel for a sip or two to wash me down out of this dry town. So I turned right around with no hesitation. I cursed the laws ruining the nation. I waved goodbye to the boy at the station, but she wouldn't go into gear. He said, it sounds like your transmission and you need Bob, but he's gone fishing. His day off, he gets a long way from here. Cause it's a dry town, no beer, no liquor for miles around. I'd give a nickel for a sip or two to wash me down out of this dry town. Well, back home, folks, you can get a dose of something strong from your local grocer. So I walked down till I got a little closer to a place called Happy John's. He said, I keep something here for colds and fevers down underneath where I usually leave her. But just last night, I felt a cold coming on. Cause it's a dry town, no beer, no liquor for miles around. I'd give a nickel for a sip or two to wash me down out of this dry town. It's a dry town, no beer, no liquor for miles around. I'd give a nickel for a sip or two to wash me down out of this dry town. I'd give a sip or two to wash me down out of this dry town.
Take home a puking girl, you might get take your rebuke, kid girl. You might get the puke on you.
That was Taylor Aglipé off of his one-man band CD. And I tell you, one-man band is what Taylor is. He plays the guitar, banjo, mandolin, fiddle, bass, piano, organ, accordion, harmonica, saxophone, clarinet, flute, drums, and percussion. He recorded this album on a four-track cassette recorder and an ancient computer. And that was called Drunk Girl. I just kind of thought that was... followed up the Dry Town song. Just the honoriness in me coming out, I reckon. So anyhow, if you are a local musician and would like to have your music put on the air, send it to me, Shane, at KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. And Bob Logan just recently sent me some music. And we're going to be hearing Bob's music next week. So if you know Bob Logan, let him know that his music's going to be heard on Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5. I'll try to get a hold of Bob and let him know, too, so he can have his family listen. And that's the big payoff for me, is when musicians call me up and say, Shane, you made my mama cry. So, okay, you know, I do archive the programs. If you go to kkrn.org, and about halfway down is the schedule. And if you click on Locomotion, it'll take you to the archive page. It'll give you the information how to get your music to me, as well as the opportunity for you to hear some of the past programs in case you weren't able to at the time they were live. So coming up next on Locomotion with Shane is we're going to hear another local group. It's called Twisted Whistle, and it's off of their CD, Through the Mill. And Twisted Whistle is comprised of Kenna Muir on the cello and vocals, Matt Franzen on guitar, banjo, and vocals, Jeff Hayes on percussion and vocals, and David Giroux on mandolin. And here they are with the song Tallulah May. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane.
We'll change my you to the May. I'll take my wise hands and I'll even my hand. I'll do all for you tonight. But tequila, Jackie.
That one doesn't seem to want to work just right here. I tell you what, that was off of CD I Burn. I'm going to go ahead and throw in off of their. We'll do it live off of theirs, and that's how you know this is live. Okay, let's see. Tallulah May is going to be track 8, and thanks for hanging in there with me. Here they are again. We'll try this one more time. Tallulah May, and it is Twisted Whistle.
I will change my life for you, Tallulah May. I'll take my wild times and I'll leave them all behind. I'll do it all for you, Tallulah May. I can throw away my demons, no, I don't really need them. All I need is you, Tallulah May. Well, tequila, gin, and whiskey, I can throw them out the door. Matter anymore. Since you came into my life, I ain't had no time for
change my life for you, Tallulah May.
All right, Tallulah May, you heard him on KKRN 88.5 FM. If you know the folks with Twisted Whistle, let them know that you heard them on your favorite community radio station. Coming up next on Local Motion, going to hear from one of the very few people that I put on Local Motion was David Martin Wheeler, one of our local singer-songwriters out of Palo Cedro area, Bella Vista area. And I'm going to hear a tune off of David Martin Wheeler's 1989 CD. It's off a CD called David Martin Wheeler Sings Where Most People Read. And the tune you're going to hear today off that is, well, let's see, Chase Me Around the Bank, I think is what we're going to hear today. And there he is, David Martin Wheeler. If you see David Martin down there downtown Palo Cedro, tell him and Susan, hey, you heard his music on Local Motion with Shane. Thanks for tuning in to KKRN 88.5 FM.
Know how much the sheriffs like our music, too.
Whoop. Let's try that again. David Martin Wheeler. Okay. Chase Me Around the Bank. It's a funny little song, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I like bringing it to you.
Until my friend talked me into going one day. He said he knew a couple of girls in the choir that day. We stayed through the morning up until noon. I tell you, those girls sang a great tune. After everyone was gone, then the fun began. Believe me, those girls weren't hard to understand. Yeah, she chased me around the church, did she got me by the organ. I never thought church could be so much fun. Yeah, she chased me around the church, did she got me by the organ. I never thought church could be so much fun. I married that girl 16 years ago today. You know, I never thought that little church would be that way. We had a son, and he was always so shy. So I said, what the heck? Why don't you try going to church, little guy? Our son said he's much too busy for a childish play. Until our neighbor's kid talked him into going one day. He said he knew about something much hotter than fire. That's when he told my boy about the girls in the local church choir. Our son came from church with a smile on his face. Yeah, he said he's a little bit tired, but boy, he sure liked that place. He wanted to know if he could go every single day. When I asked him why, this is what he had to say. Hey, Daddy. Yeah, she chased me around the church, till she got me by the organ. I never thought church could be so much fun. Yeah, she chased me around the church, till she got me by the organ. So much fun. Yeah, she chased me around the church, dear. She got me by the organ. I never thought church could be so much fun. Yeah, she chased me around the church, dear. She got me by the organ. I never thought church could be so much fun. I never thought
church could be so much fun.
Oh, yes. Chased me around the church. That brings back memories. Hey, thanks for that, Dave Martin Wheeler. And I want to let you know tonight there's going to be a sports night at the Montgomery Creek School. They're going to be having Indian tacos, nachos, drawings, and an auction. And donations will be greatly appreciated. And it's all to help support the Montgomery Creek School sports program. And for... Well, here's a little notice I got from some folks from, well, I'm not real sure where they're from, but they want me to let you know about an event they're putting on tonight. It's up and coming folk duo of the Stringtown Ambassadors, and they're going to be performing tonight. Oh, no, wait, that's February 7th. That'll be next Saturday, and they're going to be at the Post Office Saloon. And the Ambassadors, they played traditional music from America and the British Isles. And they polish it up with a contemporary twist and salt it down with a dose of road-tested grit. So, we'll see if we can't get some of their music and bring it to you. Once again, they're going to be February 7th at the Post Office Saloon, Stringtown Ambassadors. Thanks for tuning in, Locomotion Machine. Coming up after Locomotion, you're going to be listening to Country Fried Rock at 1 o'clock. That'll be followed up with Juke in the Back at 2, and then the Grateful Dead Hour comes on after that. And I know a lot of you folks like this lineup on Fridays. And so to get you ready for the Country Fried Rock, I'm going to be playing you a little rock today, and it's some music that I did get sent in to me from Muddy Waters, and I'm going to follow it up with one by Indignant Swine. If we got time, we'll listen to a little Black Whiskey Union. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane, and like I say, coming up now is Sign the Bottom of the Ticket by Muddy Fog Waters. Thanks for tuning in to KKRN, your local community radio station, times 12:45.
You know how much the sheriffs like our music, too. So it's pop quiz time. Can anyone tell me what we do if Officer Friendly pulls us over tonight? I think some of you got it right. Some of us just have to learn the hard way. When I was rolling down the interstate way behind those relay roads, we're about to start the snow. I was looking in my rear mirror, things were looking real clear, and the highest speed as far as I know. But then I took a turn too wide from out of my blind side and see them lights starting to glow. When they pulled me over, said I step out front to the jailhouse we would go. My arm got twisted cause they said that I resisted, but you know it was a dirty lie. Said I was drunk, he found a gun in my trunk and I didn't like looking. He went berserk when I call him a jerk. Then one thing led to another. I think we're really pissing him off. The guy came deep, was the crack and made him about his mother. We went round and round and round and round. The best in the face threw me to the ground. Got the cuss on the sun, I'm gonna warn you. Mess with the man, I don't really think you want him. There's a tip for you, it's the truth, and it's for certain. Save a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of hurt. Nothing you can do, they're gonna win, you can't dig it.
Keep your mouth shut, sign the bottom of the ticket.
We'll be right back. Sit down, she's on Liverpool. Nowhere to run, nowhere.
Little Lady London, that's Black Whiskey Union. And prior to that, you heard Train Song by Indigent Swine. And we started off that playset with Sign the Bottom of the Ticket by Muddy Frog Waters. You've been listening to Locomotion with Shane? Heard every Friday, 12 to 1. Tune in next week, won't you? And we're going to be playing some new music for you. And we're going to end the hour today with a song by Oak Bottom called I've Been Around. I want to thank Tom Diskin for coming into the studio and joining me today. Tom, you got anything to
say? And thanks for inviting me, Shane. It's been great to be on here and share your show with you. And folks, if you tune in to my show tomorrow night, 5 to 7, you're going to hear an interview with Robert Waterbury, who is a director with the Shasta College Opera Workshop, and he has adapted the Mozart opera Don Giovanni for a modern theme, and he calls it Captain Johnny. And it's about this very amoral character in the Appalachian Mountains in eastern Tennessee and how he gets his proper punishment. So, and that show is taking place. There's a performance tonight, 7 p.m. at Chester College Theater, and also next weekend, Friday and Saturday, and Sunday afternoon at 3. So, if you want to see a really fun opera sung in English, go to the Shasta College Theater, and you are going to be entertained with this. It's just going to be amazing. And this evening at 5, or excuse me, tomorrow night at 5, I will be interviewing Robert Waterbury, and he's going to talk all about the show.
Well, thanks for that, Tom. I'll make sure I tune into that. And hey, make sure you tune into all of our programs on KKRN and tell your friends about us, won't you? Why don't you go to kkrn.org? You can click on the Donate tab. Keep shows like Intermountain Classics and Locomotion with Shane on the air, because we are funded by your listening dollars. We're going to go out today. Going to hear just part of the song, but maybe we'll start the show next week with it. Just never know. Tune in, though, won't you, next week with Shane as I bring you another Locomotion Hour. Thanks for tuning in to KKRN 88.5 FM.
I was someone.